The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We welcome you to this evening's Vespers service. Tonight you will need nothing. Just a few words of acknowledgement. This evening we will be singing a hymn composed by our musician for the week, our guest musician, Hans Peterson. So thank you for your gift of music. And then we're also going to be privileged by enjoying music performed by Ben and Taylor and Emily over there. And then a little later, you will have an opportunity to kind of celebrate the gifts of my sister, Britta Peterson, who's in the village with us this evening. With that, I invite you to prepare your hearts for worship, and we will begin with Your River, O God, a hymn that you will be able to sing and read on the screen.
Your river, O God, is full of water. Your river, O God, is full of water. Water alive with justice and grace. Water alive. Your river, O God, it flows with mercy for every child, through every time and place. For every child, for every child, through every time and place. We have a canter for verse 1 and invite you to join in singing verse 2. Your river, O God, it full of water, water alive with justice and grace. Your river, O God, it flows with mercy for every child through every time and place. River, O God, is full of water, water alive with justice and grace. Your river, O God, it flows with mercy for every child through every time and place. Come and hear, come and hear all who fear. You are not alone. Come and hear, be set free. Rest here in your home. Your river, O God, is full of water, water alive with justice and grace. Your river, O God, it flows with mercy. Through every time and place. As we grow, may we know waves of hope surround. As we live, may we give love that has no bound. Is full of water, water alive with justice and grace. Your river, O God, it flows with mercy for every child through every time and
a reading from Exodus chapter 17. The story of finding water from the rock. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages, as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water. And the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." So the Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. I'll be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it so that the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us now or not?" Holy wisdom, holy word.
This evening we are, every Monday evening we have a Vespers service that focuses on our theme for the summer. And this evening and all summer we are reflecting on a verse by Ezekiel, and it's right behind us actually, "Where the river flows, life abounds." And this story of the Israelites moving across the Sinai and struggling to find water is a telling story. And I think we so often are not able to recognize what it means to be thirsty, really thirsty. And if you are listening to the story, you can hear that they're so thirsty that they're willing to lay it all on their leader, and their leader is fearful for their life because there is no water to be had. It's a telling story of our need to receive water, to receive the life-giving water that God provides for us. And in this story, the life-giving water comes from striking a rock. I invite you now to hear a story of a people who are thirsty and truly are filled with life-giving water by striking the rock. We can dim the lights.
In Ba'amar, central Algeria, their extraordinary skill is to tap into this ancient water. But you have to know how to harness it. Mafourdi is 70 years old and committed to a life in the desert. Every morning after prayer, the men head off to find water. With stubborn devotion and very simple tools, they have dug a well. It's taken them 6 months to carve out a shaft through the desert rock. Only now are they ready for their most dangerous mission. As the oldest and the most experienced, Mafourdi climbs down alone. It's a sheer 9-meter drop. At the bottom lies knee-deep water in hand-dug passages. Mafordi knows they're vital to keep the water supply flowing. But many men have been buried alive down here when the walls have collapsed. The water seeps from the rocks themselves. Mafordi has released it from thousands of years trapped in the rock. This ancient water is all that's left of the rivers that used to flow across the land above. But one well isn't enough. The real trick is to connect several wells and create an underground channel of water. Mafordi's neighbor, Abdullah, has also been digging the well for the last 6 months. Today is the day they're going to join up. But Abdullah must leave Mafordi. Joining the tunnels is the most dangerous part. With so much earth removed, 30 foot of rock could collapse at any moment. It would crush Mafordi with no hope of escape. Back at the surface, Abdullah prays for Mafordi.
Bismillah, Allahumma aslih li shani wa farj hammi wa barik li fi amali. Bismillah, allazi la yadhurru ma ismi.
Finally, Mafordi has broken through. But will the walls hold?
المؤمنين رؤوف رحيم فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم.
جاي الله يسلمك.
على سلامتك. على سلامتك. الله
يسلمك. الله يسلمك.
مسك منيشان. منيشان تبارك الله. هاك على حسب.
This new channel is just part of a much bigger system. Every generation for the last 700 years has been digging new wells and connecting them up. There are over 800 wells here now, channeling water 60 kilometers under the desert floor. The passages are cut so that the water continually runs slightly downhill. When it reaches the surface, it's divided up to sustain a village that otherwise wouldn't exist.
Where the river flows, life abounds. Watching this and other parts of a recent BBC documentary series called Human Planet by the same creators of Planet Earth, if you've heard of that, I have been really struck by how much I really don't know what it means to be thirsty. Do you know what it means to be thirsty? Have any of you ever really been thirsty? Well, tonight, I ask you to engulf yourself in your imagination and try to think about it, what it means to be thirsty. And I'm talking about really, really thirsty. The kind of thirst when your skin is dried and begins to crack. When your lips are so dry that they begin to peel. When your mouth is so dry that it's completely empty of taste. ceasing to salivate, when your tongue feels like sandpaper, when every breath you breathe burns, your body temperature begins to rise to uncomfortable levels, and the discomfort is so unbearable, you wonder if you can stand it. Your brain begins to shut down because it needs this life-giving water to make it work. Your body begins to shut down, and it says, no more, no more, no more. And your whole person begins to conjure up these images that aren't real because you need this water. All you can think, all you want, all your prayers, all your yearnings are for water, for water, for water. Do you feel it now? Do you imagine what thirst is now? In this moment, we can comprehend the tremendous gift of life giving water, of how cool it feels when we touch it, of how wet it is. When you drink it, to feel it go down into your throat and begin to cool your body, entering into your stomach and letting your whole body go back to its normal temperature. Let us bless the humility of water, always willing to take the shape of whatever it holds. The buoyancy of it, stronger than the deadening, downward drag of gravity. Let us praise the innocence of water, flowing forth without thought of what awaits it, of the refreshment of water, dissolving the crystals of thirst. Water, voice of grief, cry of love, in the flowing tear. Water, vehicle and idiom of all the inner voyaging that keeps us alive. Blessed be water, our first mother. Blessed be water, for where the river flows, life abounds. Blessed be water for its cleaning properties. Blessed be water for its baptismal gift. Blessed be God for the gift of water. Amen. Tonight we close with a song that I am almost sure none of you know, but it is a beautiful song, so I invite our friends to come up. And this song to me helps to speak to the gift of water even when we don't see it. The water that is found in the mountain behind us that flows out into Railroad Creek and Copper Creek, providing us electricity and life. And for the water in Algeria that is found deep in the mist of the ground that gives life to communities who desperately need it. So let us close with this song. And we'll teach you the chorus.
love to hold you up.
To serve the Lord.
Till the end.